Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 153,888 views on Wednesday, the 18th of September 2019, our article of the day is Hank Williams. Hiram King Hank Williams, September 17, 1923, January 1, 1953, was an American singer-songwriter and musician. Regarded as one of the most significant and influential American singers and songwriters of the 20th century, Williams recorded 35 singles, 5 released posthumously, that reached the top 10 of the Billboard Country and Western Bestsellers chart, including 11 that ranked number 1, 3 posthumously. Born in Mount Olive, Butler County, Alabama, Williams relocated to Georgiana with his family, where he met Rufus Payne, who gave him guitar lessons in exchange for meals or money. Payne had a major influence on Williams' later musical style, along with Roy Acuff and Ernest Tubb. Williams would later relocate to Montgomery, where he began his music career in 1937, when producers at radio station WSFA hired him to perform and host a 15-minute program. He formed the Drifting Cowboys backup band, which was managed by his mother, and dropped out of school to devote his time to his career. When several of his band members were conscripted into military service during World War II, Williams had trouble with their replacements, and WSFA terminated his contract because of his alcohol abuse. Williams eventually married Audrey Shepard, who was his manager for nearly a decade. After recording Never Again and Honky Tonkin' with Sterling Records, he signed a contract with MGM Records. In 1947, he released Move It On Over, which became a hit, and also joined the Louisiana Hayride radio program. 1 year later, he released a cover of Lovesick Blues recorded at Herzog Studio in Cincinnati, which carried him into the mainstream of music. After an initial rejection, Williams joined the Grand Ole Opry. He was unable to read or notate music to any significant degree. Among the hits he wrote were Your Cheatin' Heart, Hey, Good Lookin', and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Years of back pain, alcoholism and prescription drug abuse severely compromised his health. In 1952 he divorced Shepard and was dismissed by the Grand Ole Opry because of his unreliability and alcohol abuse. On New Year's Day 1953, he died suddenly while traveling to a concert in Canton, Ohio, at the age of 29. Despite his short life, Williams is one of the most celebrated and influential popular musicians of the 20th century, especially in regard to country music. Many artists covered songs Williams wrote and recorded. He influenced Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bob Dylan, George Jones, Charlie Pride, and the Rolling Stones, among others. Williams was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, 1961, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 1970, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1987. The Pulitzer Prize jury in 2010 awarded him a posthumous special citation for his craftsmanship as a songwriter who expressed universal feelings with poignant simplicity and played a pivotal role in transforming country music into a major musical and cultural force in American life. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 048 UTC on Thursday, the 19th of September 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Hank Williams. This podcast is produced by Arbulz May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbulz May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.